And now, a different perspective. Lisa Wexler talks with activist Wayne Winston, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the show, 203-333-9422. If you want to be part of this conversation, by all means. Wayne, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the whole show on the way in, but one of our conversations today was about a bunch of Nazi flyers in Bristol, Connecticut, that made their way. We had a caller, David, who just called in from New Canaan, how he believes that, and he grew up in Bridgeport, and he was saying as an Italian, his mom regularly had the rabbi at the table, and he believes that, and believes that if more people had personal relationships with people who were Jewish, he was speaking specifically about Jews, but it could be about any culture, right? That's where we learn not to have prejudices against people. And anyway, the community in Bristol, very unhappy. These flyers were thrown out on D-Day, which, you know, was the beginning of the defeat of Nazis in Nazi Germany. And, you know, there have always been these kind of flyers here and there. I mean, they never really went away. But according to the evidence that's been compiled by the Anti-Defamation League, there are more anti-Semitic incidents than there have been in a while, and we see a lot of hating. We just see a lot of hating, and we know what happened in Buffalo, and people shooting up, that guy, that crazy guy shooting up. So, yeah.
Well, you know, part of this is that we have to look at it for what it is. I mean, the hate is a cancer on America, and we're seeing it in ways that we haven't seen it in 40, 50 years. And it's unfortunate, and especially when you have these targeted groups, which are usually blacks and Jews and so on. And there's something,
and Asians.
And Asians, yes. Yep. And that's and that was a phenomenon that was very unusual for it to be that high. I mean, you haven't really seen it since the internment camps. There's something that is going on here that is stoking that. And we have to be aware of the people who do that, who say, if I don't like you, then I should have some real big beef against you. It's one thing to disagree with someone.
Did you see, by the way, the Brett Kavanaugh, that they arrested somebody who was lurking at 2 a.m.? He had a gun
A
knife, and he admitted he was there to kill the Supreme Court justice.
See, this is...
Thank God they arrested him beforehand.
There's a young man...
Allegedly.
Well, there's a young man that they found that had a whole bunch of explosives in his house who was soliciting people online, kids online, to have a mass shooting with him. Fortunately, the FBI got to him before it could happen, and one of the kids that he was soliciting, and he was doing this online as well, told... Remember, we talked about if you see something, say something, and that made all the difference. This kid had the AR-15s, the whole thing. I mean, he was ready.
He was ready.
There's something that is happening where we're just, people are becoming desensitized and are starting to feel, let me just express myself through violence.
I know. You know, one of the laws that just passed the New York State Legislature, we reported on this yesterday, and it got my attention, was because, and I, by the way, this, I think it's on purpose with me. I'm now forgetting the names of the killers. It's like I don't care about them, so I'm not bothering to remember them.
Yeah.
But the killer in Buffalo, the one that killed the black people because he wanted to kill black people, and he had his manifesto, he survived because he was armed and he had put on bulletproof vests and all kinds of things so that he would survive. You don't see that a lot. A lot of times they're killed in these things. But he survived. One of the things New York State did, they just did this week, is they banned the sale in New York State of body armor by civilians.
I think that's a good idea.
That's what they wanted to do. That's one of the ways in which they thought, you know, we're not going to make it easy for people to arm themselves and protect themselves and then go shoot other people.
Well, I think that even that waiting period, I mean, some of these red flag laws that we have that people are fighting across this country, the majority of Americans, no matter where you are or what party, they want something to be done about it. And most of them do support red flag and deterrence. We can't just say that people I mean, people kill people. Guns don't kill people because people are definitely using these guns at an alarming rate and just taking people out of here. And like the younger ones in particular, it's kind of like it's almost like a sociological dynamic when you look at the background of the person. They're usually people on their own, you know, maybe disenfranchised.
Well, they're
from their
usually
friends,
male.
And they are absolutely male.
They are usually male. They are usually under 30, sometimes yes. Very often under 25.
Yes. And 18 and 17 doing some of these heinous crimes. And I think we're stirring a pot here. I think when you're in an environment where it's being promoted amongst groups online in particular, and we do have a undercurrent of people who are really stoking this hatred, and we have to do something about them. These white supremacists are not a joke. You're in Bristol. You know, they're passing these things around, and people have been saying for years, kind of like, well, you know, it must be a couple of kids. You know, oh, it must be just some, you know, don't worry about it. It's going to go away. Fairfield, we've had it. New Canaan, we've had it. Oh, just for some disgruntled kids. But it turns out it's more than that. And as we saw on January 6th, when you, as you're following these things along, and apparently tomorrow they're going to
Are you
going to
watch
really
the hearings?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're seeing Oath Keepers. That's a national organization.
Proud Boys, the guy
Proud
was arrested.
Boys, national organizations. These are hate white supremacy groups.
Let's go to the phones, 203-333-9422. We're having a chat with Wayne Winston. We'll go to Mike from Manhattan. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Wayne. How are both of you doing?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Okay. I've come to the conclusion, and I hate to be negative, but I think this is just being realistic. My conclusion is I don't think we'll ever get any changes, I mean meaningful changes to the gun laws until, and before I tell you until, I'll reflect why. When Emmett Kild was killed, his mother put the picture of him in the casket on the magazine. In the Philippines, when the guy that was going against Marcos, I forgot his name, Aquino or something like that.
Yeah, Aquino.
When he was killed, his wife had an open casket so the public could see it and get all riled up. Until we see these pictures of parents and family members and stuff like that. We see that all the time of them crying after a tragedy. But to be honest with you, we see people crying after hurricanes, after fires, after everything. Your normal reaction is that to feel sorry for them. But until we see pictures, and I'm not saying the parents should do it because this is a personal thing. Until we see pictures of what these slaughters actually look like, these kids or people, not even just kids, adults or whatever, until we see pictures of them, how their bodies are just torn apart by these weapons, we're not going to do anything. I mean, Matthew McConaughey went on, appeared yesterday, and he mentioned how they couldn't even identify the little girl. They had to identify her.
The sneaker.
By her sneaker.
The sneaker with the heart on it. You could just cry, Mike.
Exactly. And just, so until we see the pictures, and this is obviously not something that I want to promote or anything like that, but I don't know what else can we do as society? I mean, enough with this already.
So what you're saying is that, what I'm hearing you say, is that people aren't really shocked enough that it needs
exactly.
to somehow get to us in such a shocking, appalling place that we'll do something.
Something that will never leave your mind. Mm-hmm. If you see a photo, and again, if I was a parent...
Like the little girl walking away from the napalm in Vietnam.
Yes.
Exactly. We never forgot that.
The naked child. Yeah,
yeah, we never forgot the picture of the speaking of Vietnam where the guy is shooting the other guy in the head.
Mm.
And we you know, those type of pictures, you never get that out of your mind. And until we see a picture of a club or a church or whatever and seeing the slaughter that this so-called hunting rifle or whatever causes, there's nothing going to be done. It's going to be all lip service.
You know, Mike, thanks.
Do all these things. I'm sorry, Lisa, I'll do it real fast. All we're going to do after the next tragedy, our prayers are with you. And what good is that?
Mike, thanks for the call. Wayne, we'll be right back. 203-333-9422 on the Lisa Wexler Show.
And now, a different perspective. Lisa Wexler talks with activist Wayne Winston. Now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the show. Wayne Winston joins us. Let's go to Anthony from Westport. Hey, Anthony, welcome.
Hi, good morning. You know, one of the callers that called in mentioned how background checks wouldn't matter, the red flag wouldn't matter. That's totally untrue. If there is a problem with someone, that would be the red flag. That would help him not get the gun.
Well, you know, again, it depends. It depends how thorough a background check is. It depends what we mean by background check. Usually background check, Anthony, today means a criminal record. And a criminal record, this person may never have had one, Salvador Ramos. He was a kid. He was only 18. If he'd had one, maybe it would have been sealed under juvenile records in Texas. I don't know. But that's usually what we mean by a background check. Now, if we talk about B with a capital B, and somebody makes a phone call and sees that he's got a broken home, but people don't really do that. They really don't.
Right. But also the fact that he was 18, able to buy it. I believe it was in a restaurant that sold guns. I heard something like
that. It was a store of some kind. I know that. It was a store. Maybe it also had some food. I don't know. But it was a store. Yeah.
But the age should be raised. That's another thing. And the other thing is, unfortunately, I know a lot of people, I know you do too, that I don't understand. But it seems that a lot of this hatred seemed to be brought up by the last administration. I'm not blaming, but it appears that brought out this hatred. This white supremacy seemed to be on fire with our last president.
Thank you, Anthony. Thoughts, Wayne?
A couple, and I'll cover a few because I know we're going to get to something. You know, caller, thank you very much, because red flag laws, everything's a deterrent. There's no silver bullet to fix anything. So the red flag laws at least gives us something to work with. You know, if a police officer has a problem with domestic violence and there's guns in the house, that could be a red flag, okay? Obviously, that's domestic violence, but a lot of times people are having problems at home before they go out there to do something, because there's a couple ends to this. No question that the white supremacy organizations under the last administration, you have to blame it, because that's where it started. We had a Steve Bannon was a white supremacist, and he went around the world talking about if you're racist, wear it like a badge of honor. He's saying this in France in front of a white supremacy group. Yes, there is a video from CNN, MSNBC, all those people they tell you not to trust. It's there, and he says it proudly. The march that they had in Virginia, you know, the Unite the Right. These were white supremacists. They said they were white supremacists, and they carried flags, and their cry was, the Jews shall not replace us. I mean, I don't know how you can call it anything else. And we have, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene now going to these same things, going to go, I don't know what they are. We're playing a very dangerous game with hate, and these guys are on board. Just as Obama was about to hope, these guys are saying, this is our moment, which also led to what triggered down on the 6th. And we have to be careful, because these guys are not going away, and they're serious. There's no reason for them to not do it again, even as far as the FBI is concerned. Homegrown terrorism is our number one problem. And as far as what Mike was saying about the picture, I worked with Emmett Till's family.
Did you?
Yes, yes. And it was a blessing. And her niece is the one that traveled across the country, and she shared the story. Wheeler Parker, who was her family, he tells the whole story. In fact, I brought him to Bridgeport down to UB during one of the Juneteenths. And that picture that she showed, it was because she said, I wanted the world to see what happened to my son. Because she did understand what that meant, because it was something you couldn't walk away from. Mm-hmm. And remember, these were funerals where thousands of people came through. And mm-hmm. Jet Magazine put that on their cover as a black, to say, this is what they're doing to us. Uh-huh. That's what triggered this, because you couldn't look away. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some context to what Mike is saying, because those kids were just shredded by those AR-7 bullets.
Incredible. Okay, Wayne, so let's segue a little bit, because Juneteenth is June 19th.
Yes.
And it is a state holiday. It is a national holiday.
Yes.
But in Bridgeport, it's not being celebrated on June 19th.
Yes.
Why not?
Well, there will be a June 19th celebration. However, they always do an annual parade.
I know. Why isn't the parade on June 19th?
It had something to do with the place they're having it. They have the D.C. Seaside Park.
Yes.
It's a beachfront parade.
It's beautiful. I went awesome. Last year. I thank you for inviting me. I'm going to go again.
And we really enjoyed having you.
I love it. I loved it. It was great. It's this Saturday, right?
It is this Saturday. The parade starts at 11.
It's just a little early, is all I'm saying.
It's a week early, but yeah. Logistically,
okay.
That's what they gave us. So it's like, you want the parade at the park, or don't you want the parade at the park, which causes a whole other logistical thing.
I see. Okay.
So that's how we did it.
So when is the parade?
It is this Saturday. It is 11 a.m. the parade starts. And
okay.
Then there's a whole festival all next to that. And I appreciate you. Last year, the
fam. I had a great time.
I've got great pictures. Tony
time.
Wong came down.
Everyone
the center.
Was there.
Everybody was
I
there.
I met Governor Lamont there. I met Senator Blumenthal there. And it was hilarious because I was with my son-in-law's father, who has never been to the States around here.
Wow.
And he was visiting for the first time. And he had just gotten there the day before, and I said, let's go to this parade together. And he meets the governor, he meets the senator. He thinks that's everyday America. Sure, I'll go to a parade. I'll shake hands with the governor and the senator. And Congressman Himes was there. Everybody was there. It was really funny. So he has pictures in Israel of himself with all these people. It's really hilarious. Anyway, but I can't wait to go. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm very excited, and I want to invite all the listeners out there. You know, there's some negative things you always hear about Bridgeport. Oh, you're going to get killed if you go down there. I mean, there's problems in every city. I mean, I'm just saying, because they said to me, hey, Wayne, I don't know if it's safe. Listen, I walk around all the time. It's not because I'm black.
It was such a beautiful day. So 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yes.
All right, we got one more call, then we're going to wrap it up. George from yes. Milford. George, you got a minute or two with Wayne Winston and myself. Hi, what's on your mind today?
How you doing? I just want to comment on something you said earlier about gun manufacturing saying that you zero in to kill.
No,
that is not all true.
What I said was that a gun is made in order to kill. That's what it is made for.
That's totally incorrect.
It's incorrect.
There's rifle shooting. There's other stuff like that. I mean, you got to get out there and look. Don't take the stereotype of Senator Murphy. That is stupid.
No. George, tell me how a gun isn't meant to shoot a bullet. I'm really confused now.
You're confused because you tied all guns into killing. They're not all made to kill. There's skeet shooters, there's trap shooters, there's rifle shooters. It's a sport. So when you're saying something, make sure your facts are correct, because there's something that, whether you like it or not, President Trump brought to light this country is fake news. And what you just said was inaccurate and fake news. All right?
So
I need you to correct that. What you said is that not all guns are made to kill. They're made for other reasons, too. Sure, when you go hunting and stuff like that, they're made to kill. It's got all these stupid laws that we're passing that mean nothing. Nothing at all. And you're making it too easy for the criminals to do something because they go in jail and they're out 6 months later, and then they make all kinds of excuses for them. There's no excuse.
Okay.
I've been hunting since I was 14 years old.
Thank you. Right? Thank you, George. I really don't want to draw the line, however, between guns and killing and letting people out of jail. I'm not drawing that line at all. That line has never been drawn on this show. But I thank you for the call. So, Wayne, and obviously, yes, there is skeet shooting. Yes, mm-hmm. When you can shoot. But aren't you shooting something in order to hit a plate or a figurine in the air and have it demolished for purposes of accuracy? That is definitely a sport. But isn't that same pellet or bullet shot at a human being with accuracy? Wouldn't that have the ability to maim someone?
Yeah, I think
I would think that it might.
No, I'm no expert, but I think when guns were first created, it wasn't just to go skeet shooting. You know, I could see it being about animals and eating and food and so on and so forth, because you have to take the animal down. So we came from spears to weapons and so on.
We're going to have to continue this conversation, Wayne.
Yes.
And the conversation will be continued.
Yes.
I'm sure Paul Pacelli will continue it from 2 to 6, and Norm Pattis will continue it from 12 to 2 as we continue to have the conversation here on WICC, your community radio station. We'll be back behind the mic tomorrow. And once again, a shout out, thank you to the Connecticut Press Association for awarding our show 5 awards.
Fantastic.